Hi, this is Brother Kevin Crisso from Mount Irenaeus, and this is a few of my reflections on Chapter 14 in Build with Living Stones, the Franciscan Role in the Church. A question you often hear is Franciscan Catholic? Or sometimes you'll hear people say something like, well, I like the Franciscan part, but not the Catholic part. Well, Franciscan is Catholic. But how is the Franciscan charism distinct from the church at large or other parts of the church? Well, first, primarily, we do not make verbal statements about morals and behavior as the hierarchy does. We don't define church teachings or get really too legalistic. We try not to defend the church with arguments. We leave that to the apologetics. We do not enforce church laws, but we are obedient to church teachings, which means we listen to church teachings and the structures, but we also listen to the impulses and are obedient to the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Well, that is how we might be distinct from the church, but what is our role in the church? We've all heard that famous story where Francis was told by the crucifix of San Damiano to go and rebuild my home, which is falling into ruin. Others have translated this as, Francis, go rebuild my church. Well, there's a little bit of a difference in perspective here, and perhaps there's even differences in culture. In southern Mediterranean countries or Latin-speaking countries, such as France, Greece, Spain, Italy, South and Central America, these countries really emphasize family and relationships. They speak of the church primarily as ecclesia, the gathering, the iglesia, the iglesia, the assembly, or the people. In northern countries where relationships are perhaps more formal, we speak of church as church or kirk or the building where people gather. Even worship in northern countries is probably more solemn or formal or even a bit more rule-based than the people from more southern cultures. Francis was Latin. He was Italian. And when he heard, rebuild my house, the church, the gathering, the assembly, he understood it more as rebuilding with living stones, rebuilding with the people, not perhaps by making more rules. But Francis was not a dummy. He knew the church needed reform. He knew people were not being fed by the institution. Many people had actually lost respect for the hierarchy with their wealthy and even scandalous lifestyles. Many people left the church and formed rival communities. This was not Francis's way. He did not reject the church as some other people did, and he did not try to reform the church through decrees and laws. He knew that the way to reform the home was from within. He would rebuild and reform the home by more closely following the gospel. And the core of the gospel is, love one another as I have loved you. To make God's reign incarnate, to make real God's reign through love. You often don't really need words when trying to get a point across. Actions speak louder than words. The chapter notes that many of us can be disappointed that the church is not all that it could be. We just know in our hearts that things could be kinder and more inclusive. We could make a lot of noise by expressing our opinions, actions, and experiences. That's one way. But the Franciscan way is to primarily live a new and loving form of life, one that incarnates kindness and inclusivity. Franciscans are obedient to the Church. We listen to the Church, but we're also obedient to the impulses of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Holy Spirit is very active among us, and we're confident of that fact. Francis even said that the Holy Spirit is the true Minister General of the Order. In more than one place, Francis wrote, "And the Lord revealed to me." What did the Lord reveal to Francis? New and loving ways to live and to share that love with others. The Franciscan Order is also the first order in the Church that put missionary activity in its front and center, and also gave instructions on how to live and what to say when we are missionaries. Basically, it boils down to love. We share the good news. Hey, guess what? You are good. God loves you. You are part of the family. That's the good news we share. Several years ago, one of our friars reported that after Mass, a woman came up to him and complained after listening to his homily. She said, "All you Franciscans do is talk about love." Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? If you are someone who wants neat rules and definitions, Franciscanism might drive you a bit nuts. But if unpredictability and love excites you, welcome to the family. So our ministry is always evolving. Love and the prompting of the Holy Spirit impels us to cross boundaries and find new paths in our mission and ministry. Recently, a student here at Bana's in my office asked me, what did I think about ministering to a student body at St. Bonaventure University where only 40% of the students identify themselves as Catholic? Well, I asked him, if I was to distinguish ministering between people who check all of the right boxes with those who don't, if my ministry was based on love, or if he thought my ministry was transactional. He immediately understood that love is not transactional and does not keep score. Franciscan mission is always about evangelizing and bringing and finding the good news to all people, no exceptions. Thank you and blessings as you take a look at this chapter and that you spend some time reflecting with others. Know that it all comes down to love.